Late at night, in a junkie snooze, half in a daze, Benny awoke in an alley, mind crazed in a frightening haze. Damn, did I fall asleep in the streets again? Then, shaken awake by a hellacious thunder, as if the sky was being torn asunder, a massive holly chopper flew down from the sky, glittering with chrome on dragon wings it flied. From twin tailpipes, plumes of volcanic fire, in the distance resounded a Valkyrian choir. He threw off his black leather duster and his Kaiser helmet with a bold bluster. Elegantly attired in a silk Armani suit, satin pink tie, and so stylishly astute, Gucci tasseled loafers, and ready to set the clock to rock. Damn, who in the blue bejesus of hell are you? Said O'Shea, with a voice like Paul Robeson steeped in bourbon. He spoke with a low rumble. I am Beelzebub, the ferryman, the angel of death. Time to split and roll to the other side, but leave your sacks. Benny, living on the edge, was in no mood to split or boogie away with no bespoke hood. I ain't going nowhere without my axe. That's a fact, spoke O'Shea with his shivering Jones blue lips. Bells was indignant and eager to split the scene. Time to go, but no sacks. Only angels take a horn. Where you're going, there are no angels. O'Shea stood firm and wouldn't budge a step. Beelzebub said, go as naked as you came into the world. I only go where the brothers blow, and I can't blow without my axe, said O'Shea. For 4 days and 3 nights they tussled and fought. The angels bought ringside seats 1 through 5. And that day, Benny blew the most beatific of blues. He blew the Hindu Swami Sanskrit chasing the devil away blues. He blew the Buddha in the Lotus Diamond Sutra lovin' blues. He blew the shofar rabbinical Leviticus Levi jeans blues. He even laid on the Muhammad going to see Latifah blues. O'Shea held tight to his sacks and blew that Beelzebub back with a piercing C-sharp into a minor D. He attacked Beelzebub through bolts of brimstone and white lightning. He woofed, huffed, ever so deathly frightening. But Benny was cool, casual bebop-a-day cool. Woof away, baby. My sacks to chill your fire, baby. Few had seen anyone stand up to the angel of death. Benny fought like a demon possessed with every breath. While the heavens are flashing, spitting down cold rain, his sacks poured out every ounce of pure joy and pain. It was the transcendent bebop of the beatific, an orgasmic, psychedelic, holy moaning B minor, Alpha and Omega, making love in the cosmic diner. Then a fissure opened up in that Beelzebub's coal black heart. A teardrop like a seismic eruption tore his soul apart. Benny's love and pain even made Beelzebub weep. But death was a professional, despite a tear that seeped. Well, you is serious about that axe, ain't you? Said he. I'll make you a deal. There's a place that ain't heaven or hell, It's a jazz club on Alpha Centauri for all the hip cats and kitties. But you gotta come sober and clean. O'Shea's spent and exhausted, wailed away on that Selma Mark 6. Bebop a day, bebop a you, bebop a me. Book me for a long gig. Now, when you see a lightness in the northern sky at night, winking and popping, it be O'Shea jamming ever so bright. Miles, the bird, Coltrane, and all would be soaring and blowing. And so when the angels need a joint to get down and shimmy shake, the celestial birdland be the place to do the cosmic quake. And best of all, we, the Jazz Beat Detective Agency, we always have a place to gig on our tour of the galaxy. And there on center stage be Benny O'Shea.